Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to our Fiqh program. I am Brother Suleiman Isub standing in for Mulana Zaid Khan. It's just gone 10 minutes past 11 Central African time, today being the 23rd of Rabi'ul Awal 1444, corresponding to the 20th of October. Today's topic we're going to discuss the holidays in Islam. Inshallah, we're going to welcome our beloved Mufti Sahib, and we'd like to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum by Suleiman Isub. Jazakallahu khairan to you. Today's date is the 23rd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1444, and our topic today for the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is the non-Muslim festivals and celebrations. So what will Islam say regarding all these type of issues?
Jazakallah khairan. Mufti Sahib, our first question, what does Islam say about Diwali?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When you study the major religions in the world, you will find this Islam, this Christianity, Hinduism, Judaism, and Buddhism, and so forth and so on. And every one of them has some of their holy days, or their celebrations, their festivals, and so forth. So if you go the book I have, I remember when I was in London, I don't know which year it was because I've been there 5-6 times, can't remember. But one day I was walking and my eyes just fell on this book, and it was for £4, you know. So I said, but this is very cheap, you know. So it was just, they were selling it, and it was like second-hand books. So Dictionary of Beliefs and Religions. Dictionary of Beliefs and Religions. So this is a comprehensive guide to worldwide faith. So this is a very good book, actually, for people like us, if we want to know about the different faiths and religions and cults and so forth and so on. So I'll read to you a passage from this book. Number one, they call it the Hindu religion. They call it Diwali, or they call it Deepavali. So maybe they just make Diwali shortcut, but some places they'll call it Deepavali. So now I read to you. The Festival of the Lights, an important Hindu festival celebrated throughout India in October, November. Now we know here in South Africa, according to the media and so forth, next week, Monday, the 24th, so they will be celebrating their Diwali, that is the celebration festival of lights. Therefore, outside their homes, you will see normally they put lights and so forth. And this lasts for about 4 to 5 days. Now, depending which country you are, if you are in India and so forth, so obviously it will last longer compared to here and so forth. So why do they have this? So this is according to the Hindu religion. The central deity of the celebration is Lakshmi, you see. So because they have so many idols, so many deities, so many this, so here the central deity, meaning the main one, will be of Lakshmi, goddess of wealth and good fortune. So they think and they believe, I mean, it is their belief. So obviously we reject it as Muslims. So they will say, no, they must worship this. Another one is Ganeshi and so forth. That is like the elephant shape and so forth. When you study about them, you come to know all this. So the goddess of wealth and good fortune who is invited into the house. During the festival, homes are lit by oil lamps. And you see all these things here are there. Presents are given to children and meals are shared with relatives and so forth. So that's a basic thing that they do on this day. But we see in South Africa and other parts of the world that what they who have is also fire display, fireworks display and so forth. So this is very, very dangerous also. Dangerous for the animals. You just see how the dogs and that they run wild. And remember for human beings also and the environment. If you study about Delhi, you know Delhi, if you've been there so many times, so is the capital of India. And the pollution there because of the traffic and the vehicles and trucks and so on. So this year it is, according to the last that I know of, they said they will not be allowing fireworks display there. Other parts of India, Bombay, all that, Lucknow, whatever they'll allow. But here in Delhi they will not, because of so much pollution that is there already and so forth. Now, let's analyze each one of this. So number one, why will Islam object on this? So anything that goes against Islam, so Almighty Allah mentions Surah 5, verse number 50. Surah 5, verse 50. أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ. So what the laws of jahiliyyah, of ignorance, are they seeking? Prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even after receiving the wahi and revelation, so you see the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, right by the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, they used to worship idols. And in the 8th year of the Hijrah, during the month of Ramadan, when the Fateh Makkah took place, the conquest of Makkah took place, so 360 idols, some inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, some outside, he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his stick Mubarak, Asa Mubarak, came and was knocking them down and blasting them to smotherings. So Jaa al-Haqqu wa Zahaqa al-Batil, the truth has come, and remember that the falsehood has perished, the shirk has perished, and so forth. So that is what Islam says. Islam is the only religion in the world, if you study it without a jaundiced eye, that teaches us pure monotheism, and that is to believe in the oneness, uniqueness, unity of Almighty Allah. He is Wahdahu La Sharika Lahu. When you read Surah Ikhlas, chapter 112, so you see, Huwallahu Ahad, is one and alone. Allahu Samad is totally independent. The entire universe creation is dependent on Him, Allah Jalla Wala, and He does not need anybody, anything, anytime, any place. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He is not the father of anyone, he is not the child of anyone, he doesn't have associates, partners, nothing. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. And there's nothing equal on par with Allah. At-taswiyah to be rabbi kufrun wa shirkun. To ascribe anybody on par with Almighty Allah and say they are equal to Allah, so the person straight away goes out of Islam and so forth. So we must understand this belief of Tawheed and so forth. So when you study Hinduism, then you come to know that they believe in all the deities and idols and so forth and so on. This one will bring luck, this one will bring health, this one will bring this honor and so forth and so on. I mean, when I visited India, and you go with the group, you know, they take you in a bus and so forth. I know one thing till today, you know, is still in my, like, you know, I still wonder how it works. They took us to a Parsi, you know, Parsi is a faith there. So they stopped there, and the whole area was surrounded by huge, huge trees, you know. So we all wondering what's happening. They said this is the graveyard for the Parsis. So now we're wondering, but what's so special? He said, no, they don't bury the people. When they die, they just bring them there and just leave them there. The vultures will come and finish them up. Understood? So anything you take of Islam, you will always realize when you juxtapose it, compare it with any faith, you will see Islam gave us the best solution for all times, all places, all circumstances. So then they take you to this place and so forth and so on. So all this as far as Islam considers is shirk. And Surah 40, verse 48, what Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لا يغفر أن يشرك به. Allah will never ever forgive. So those people, remember, who ascribe, associated somebody, something with Almighty Allah. So now we come to the consequence of it. So for us as Muslims to participate in Diwali or Christmas or New Year, for all of them, or Rosh Hashanah, the New Year of the Jutlas and the Jews. So for all of this, Islam will say it's haram. Why is it haram? Quran Kareem states, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. These non-Muslims, they are the friends of one another. So you must remember, when they are the friends of one another, so how can you go and participate with them when we consider them to be the friends of one another and they are against us? You can see what is happening in India today. How are they treating the Muslims? Second, third, fourth class people, how many women got raped, how many people got killed, how many Muslim, how many masajid and mosques got demolished. So I mean, that much at least we must know. Surah 8, Surah Anfal, verse number 73, chapter 8, verse 73. So these are the lessons we must learn. And then you see the wa'id and the warning. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. You befriend them, you love their festival celebration. Say, no, I'm not participating, I'm just an observer. I'm just checking it out, how the lights are and the fireworks display and so forth. You get Muslims that do all this Christmas time, New Year time, Diwali time, Guy Fawkes time, whatever. So remember, that also is not permissible. Whoever befriends them, you love their celebrations, their festivals, you become part and parcel of them. Two hadiths. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum." Whoever imitates a people, he becomes part and parcel of them. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad. Habibun asks, now you know there are 1,000 non-Muslims there, Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, and now they got their fire display or fireworks or whatever they are doing. So you go there and increase their numbers. So what the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kathara sawada qawmin fawa minhum." When you go and increase their numbers, you become part and parcel of them. Hadith in Musnad Abi Awana. So see, all this I'm giving you the references. And regarding all these festivals and celebrations of non-Muslims, said Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, "Ijtanibu a'da Allahi fi idihim." Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their celebrations and festivals.
Mufti Sahib, what does Islam say about Christmas?
First and foremost, nobody can ever prove. You must remember that in the Bible, it is mentioned that Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, took place on the 25th of December. Even the Christians accept that. You must remember that. Even they say that, yes, it's true. It's not mentioned anywhere. So how did all this start and so forth? Let me give you one, two. You'll be really, you know, shocked to hear this, but it's the truth. You must remember this. Okay, let me give you the first thing. It is interesting to note that as late as 1647, the British Puritan Parliament had Christmas ceremony banned as pagan. You see? Now write it down. Every non-Muslim Christian should write this down. In 1647, your British Parliament, you must remember that, they said there is no such thing as Christmas. It is a pagan practice and this got nothing to do with Christianity. So isn't that what we are saying? So there you have it already. Now let us start and see that how did this Christmas start and what happened and so forth and so on. So we give you a bit of it. You must remember the history and geography of it and so forth. So the times was in the northern countries, so Europe and America and all those kind of things there. So you must remember there was the winter solstice and so forth. So December 21st was the shortest day of the year, December 21st, right? So on this day, the December 21st, the ancient Greeks, they would have a festival to honor Bacchus, B-A-C-C-H-U-S. So he was the god of wine, alcohol, you see. So this was what they had and all this kind of thing. And in ancient Rome, so you must remember, they would want the festival to honor Satan, S-T-S-A-T-U-R-N, a god of time. And this was on the 17th of December. And this continued for 7 days, for 1 week. So you got all this history, right? So during these festivals, there would be obscenity, drunkenness, fornication, everything would go on and so forth. So it shows that now the ancient Germanic tribes celebrated this pagan feast for 12 nights from December 25th to January the 6th, you see. So all this, it shows that this got nothing to do with Christianity, and it's all to do with pagan system and so forth. So to say that Jesus Christ, Jesus, peace be upon him, or Nabi Isa alayhi salam was born, you must remember on 25th December, I was there. In December, I know what it is in Palestine. It's midwinter. So if you go, you must remember to look, L-U-K-E, in the Bible. You will see that the Bible is speaking about the shepherds were guarding their flocks in the open air. So it's obvious that that can never take place, you must remember, in winter and on Christmas, December 25th and so forth and so on. We say Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam is a mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. His name is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran, and Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran, and chapter 19 is dedicated to her, to Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha. So it shows that how, and she is the only female and lady whose name is mentioned explicitly in the Noble Quran. When Almighty Allah speaks of the Milad and honorable birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salam miraculously, because no father, no may, he doesn't have a father. And remember, therefore his lineage goes to his mother. And she was a pure and a chaste lady, Maryam al-Azra. Azra, the one who's a virgin. Maryam al-Batul, the one who turned away from the toxic society, and the one who turned away from the people and so forth. She went there. She went Makanan Sharqiya, chapter 19, verse 16, to the eastern part of Jerusalem or of Palestine and so forth. Now, when she gave birth, so for Aja Ahal Makhadu ila Jith in Nakhla, the labor pain started, and she was there by the trunk of the date tree. And she said, how I wish that I was not a non-entity. What will I say? Allah says, you don't worry. فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحَزَنِي قَدْ جَالَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّا. Allah Ta'ala sent message to her. So via wahi, not wahi revelation, via inspiration. So we made arrangements for you for the water. Chapter 19, verses 24, 25, 26. So what must you do? Wahuzi, after you gave birth, just shake the tree, be little bit, which is in nakhla, the fresh dates. Tusaqit alayki rutaban janiya, the fresh dates will come. So fresh dates will come when? In midsummer. So remember, so the birth was in June, July, August, around those months there, not in December. Fakuli washrabi waqarri aina. You eat, you drink, and it is coolness for your eyes. So all this enshrined in the Noble Quran. So therefore we reject what the Christians say. You must remember that. And they themselves also cannot tell us that, remember, that Jesus, Nabi or Christmas, was remember on December 25th, or remember that Christmas took place, or it happened, you must remember the birth of Jesus took place on December and so forth. So there's nothing like this. So I read to you from the book I told you, Dictionary of Beliefs and Religions, right? So the Christmas festival commemorating the birth of Jesus observed annually by most branches, you see, Even they themselves got different opinion. On 25th December, but by some denominations in January, there the Russians and Orthodox Church, the Coptic Church, they have different dates. So the 25th December began in Western Church early in the 4th century. So what this tells you? That the first 3 centuries, they wouldn't do it. Satan came and told them that you need something to, you know, spice up Christianity. Christianity is losing followers. So we need some, you know, some little bit wine, some little bit dine, some little bit celebrations. And that's why you have all these things here. This is not our books, it's your people's books. So what it started in the 4th century, it was a Christian substitute for the pagan festival held on the date to celebrate the birth of the unconquered son. Many Christian customs are of non-Christian origin. For example, Christmas tree introduced into Britain from Germany. You see that now? So it's got nothing to do, but politicians and people, they brought it in. And you must remember that they brought all this from the European pagan origin. The first Christmas cards were produced in the 1840s. You see how many things we learn now? So you must remember this. So that is what they tell you. That does things here. Now what does Christianity, what does Christmas rather, so many other things came about. Now they got one Santa Claus. So you must remember that. So he, Christmas father, you know Santa Claus. So now they say, no, that the Santa Claus, it refers that to respect, you know, Saint Nicholas. And he was a very pious Christian bishop and so forth. But he was born in Turkey, you see. So all this here they'll tell you. Then they'll tell you Santa Claus comes down from the chimney and this type of things there. Then they will tell you about holy, H-O-L-L-Y. So do you know what is holy? Some people believe the word holy is a form of holy. And this is there. But all this are lies, you must remember this. So this tree was admired by the Druids. So therefore they have Christmas tree. You see now how it started? They call it holy, H-O-L-L-Y. Now the idiot Muslim, he goes and he go put the Christmas tree. So already you go out of the fold of Islam, you believing what they are saying and celebrating with them and so forth and so on. So therefore, all this got nothing to do with Christianity teaching. It's a pagan custom. And again, I'll repeat, in 1647, you must remember, the Puritan Parliament of Britain, they banned it. And they said that this is a pagan custom. So this is direct from the horse's mouth. So what more do you want then?
Mufti sir, what does Islam say about New Year?
See, if you want our Islamic New Year and you want our calendar and the history of it, one ayat we have to go to, two ayats, and you will see Surah chapter 9, verse number 36. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us what? Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi ithna ashara shahra. That, remember, in the Islamic calendar, you will get 12 lunar months. And when was this? Yawma khalaq as-sama fi kitabillahi yawma khalaq as-samawati wal-ard. So this was already prescribed, ordained in the book of Allah, the day Allah created the universe. So our calendar is from time immemorial, okay? So minha arbaatun hurum. So like now we say Rabiul Awwal. So there are 4 sacred months. So which are the 4 sacred months? We go to the hadith. Bukhari Sharif, thalathun mutawaliyat, 3 are consecutive months. Zul Qa'adah, Zul Hijjah, Muharram, and thereafter the month of Rajab. So that is what is. The next verse, Surah 9, verse 37. Islam says, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. That intercalation. Now this is very high for you, Suleiman, you will understand this. So intercalation means to delay and postpone. Or nasi in Arabic. Allah says, زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. It is an increase in kufr and blasphemy. So today what the Saudi government is doing, so they play with the calendar. It suits them, they make 30 days. It don't suit them, they make 29 days. When it's Hajj time, it suits them, they do that. I give you some facts of Saudi Arabia. If people think we're talking from our pocket. In 1984, you can Google it. You can Google it afterwards. 1984, Ramadan. In Islam, minimum days you have is 29 days in the Islamic lunar month. And maximum 30 days. They had 28 days fast. And then they celebrated Eid. They said, no, we made mistake and you must keep one qada. This is in 1984. In Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwarah. Now, can you rely on these people? Second one, you must remember in 2004 was the inauguration of this guy, Bush, and all of them. They announced the date for Hajj, 100% correct. After 3-4 days, they changed the date. They brought it one day earlier. They say one guy saw the moon and the crescent in some jungle there. They're making us fools, you must remember that. When we were invited for there, you know, they made us qazis, judges in 2 weeks, you see. So we went for Hajj and then they invited us 15, 16 ulama plus minus. So from Transvaal, Gauteng and Durban and Cape Town and all. So they invited me, alhamdulillah. But I was again upside down, unique person. All of them came alone and I went with my wife. So I asked them, what must I do? They said, no, you must go home and you come back. So I had to come back from there and pick up the other visa and go back. For me, it was very good. I had no problem. So anyway, when we went there, all that, they take you every day, meet this one. So this is Quran in front of me, you see. So you must remember they took us to go meet the Grand Mufti, the same Grand Mufti now, Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh. And then they told us to go meet the Ra'is Qazi. He passed away. Allah give him Jannat al-Firdaus, Rahimullah. There's Sheikh Salih al-Luhaydan. Now this is after Hajj. So we asked one of them, Sheikh, when is Ashura? You see, both of them are the chief. He's the chief mufti and he's the chief judge. You know, justice and whatever. So I don't know the exact dates now, the day now. I just give exact. So one of them said Tuesday. The other one said Wednesday for Ashura. Because they don't see the moon. He told us straight, the Grand Mufti. We don't see the moon for 8 months, 9 months, remember that. And his words were, Laysa fiha ahkam. That in this month there are no ahkam, no rulings. So therefore Muharram, they got garbar, all mixed up like this and all. So we can never rely on the Saudis. What they are guilty of is nasi. So, and you can see all the shaitaniyat going on nowadays. So that is our calendar. Now let me give you about the Gregorian calendar, and you will know how every day we should be reading 2 rakat salatu shukr and thanking Almighty Allah. Now I give you. When the Puritan Parliament of England banned Christmas in 1647, now they couldn't carry on with all the ceremonies and so forth. So right? So what they did, they moved it forward. So they said that we're going to celebrate now on New Year's Eve. The New Year's Eve was known as Hogmanay. Hogmanay. H-O-G-M-A-N-A-Y. So the original New Year for the Romans was the 1st of March. Now you, Suleiman, that you're still young in life, you must remember this. Allah give you long life.
Amen.
Which month we are in now, Gregorian calendar, which month?
October.
October. So now that much you should know. September means, Sep means 7. October, Ok means 8. November, Nov means
9.
December, Des means
10.
It shows that the Roman calendar used to start on the 1st of March. So their calendar also is not right, you must remember that. They cooked it up and all that. So then Pope Gregory came. Pope Gregory came, he used to run around with an idol. And that idol's name was Janus. J-A-N-U-S. And this Janus, he had two faces. One face for goodness and one for vices. So then they changed it, and they brought about January to honor this idol. Janus January, you see. And therefore they call it. So what is New Year's Eve? So then they would have all this. People would be kissing, wine, dine, swine, acting all sorts of immorality. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then 1st of January, 2001, I went to Niagara Falls. Before that I went, it was summer. When I went there, I wanted to show my wife, you know, because first time we went alone, Yusuf Dokrat, Allah Ta'ala gave him General Firdaus. So we saw it, but I wanted to really show my wife. It was minus 18, minus 20 degrees. You know how cold it was. So there in the Canadian side, and you walk around, you just find condoms and what and what and what and what. All this. So all in the name of celebration and so forth. So that is what their calendar is. So if anybody asks you, why your Islamic calendar like this, ask him, why your calendar? Even February, they couldn't come right. So they made some days, you know, 29 days, some days, they said every, you must remember, 4 years is a leap year. So he's 20. So that bichara, poor guy, if his birthday is on the 29th of February, so after how many years his birthday will be celebrated?
4 years.
After 4 years. Yeah, mashallah. You see that? So it is. So some months 31 days, some months 30 days, some months 29 days, some months 28 days. So everything of the non-Muslim, remember, is based on kufr and shirk and blasphemy. But we Muslims, that is the tragedy. Today, majority of the ummah, 80% or more, 80% is minimum, they suffer from a complex which we call the inferiority complex. They think the West is the best, and they think that, you must remember, that, you know, this the West is the best and white is right. I just read for you from this year. Let's see what they have to say about the Gregorian calendar in this book here, which I just brought, you see, for you, so you can see. Because when you discuss, there is no good we only discuss from our books. We must use their books also to give them what they are saying and what they are saying and so forth. So, the Gregorian calendar. So, we have to look for it now. So, what is the Gregorian calendar and how did it start and all these type of things here? So, here they got Gregory and then they got this, all these guys' characters here. So, you will find. Then, you know, the Pope also, he was another Pope Gregory and so forth. So they brought about all these changes here, and that's why it's named after him, the Gregorian calendar, and so forth and so on. So anyway, yeah, that you can check it up in the encyclopedia, or you can check it up in all this. But see what I gave you, that how the calendar changed, and from the Roman calendar, Julian calendar, and now the Gregorian calendar. So all this you should know.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we come back to our programs, the non, for the holidays and the non-Muslims. Mufti Sahib, what does Islam say about Easter?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You see, when you study Christianity, then you come to know that the Pope, oh, you must remember, you see, that today, if you study Judaism, then Judaism has been hijacked by the Zionists. So therefore, you got all this apartheid Israel and all what's happening there. If you study Christianity, so there was one person, his name was Saul, S-A-U-L. Then Saul was a Jutla, was a Jew. Then suddenly this Jutla, he sees a dream. And he says, no, I'm a Christian. And now my name is Paul. So now what they are practicing on is not Christianity. It's the Pauline theory, is what Paul taught them. So Paul was a Jutla. And he saw a dream. And he say now he converted, you must remember, to this year, to Christianity. So let us tell you the truth about Easter now, because that's what you asked. So you must know all these years, these festivals, celebrations of non-Muslims, for us Muslims, all haram, starting to ending, remember that. So what is the truth about Easter? So now the truth about Easter is, so that you must, long before Christian religion, or all these festivals, that the people used to fear the winter, like now Britain and Europe, and that they're fearing the winter because Putin is putting them in the right place. You see, their energy, their gas, electricity, everything is almost finished. So what's going to happen? So this spring festival, they used to have big, big festivals. There would be fruits and flowers and so forth. They would be dancing, chanting, and having all this, you know, fun and games and all that. So that's what they called, you must remember, Easter and so forth. So at the spring equinox occurs around March 20. And the winter one, you must remember, September 23rd and so forth. So anyway, so then they say, so it had to do with the equinox. Equinox is when day and night is equal. The earliest date for Easter is March, you must remember, 21. March 21. And the latest is April 25th. So there. So all this got to do with the worshippers of the sun god and all these type of issues and that. Now what they went to do, the Christians, they took their people for a ride and so forth. They said that now Jesus, he was crucified. And then he died for their sins and all these type of things. So that is how they brought all these things here. So this, when Saint Patrick was captured and all that, so then anyway they say he escaped to France and became a monk and all these type of things. So a lot of stories they got. So, but the main one is Jesus. So Christmas, we debunked it. We showed it's not true. This one here, Quran Sharif teaches us, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. Remember that, nor did the Jutlas. The Jutlas want to assassinate Jesus. You must remember that. They were the enemies of the truth. So they wanted to kill him, assassinate him. So Almighty Allah says, وَمَا قَتَلُوا, nor did the Jews kill him, for Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him. وَمَا صَلَبُوا, and nor did they crucify him. They crucified somebody else. You must remember this. So all this is clearly enshrined in the Noble Quran. Surah number 4, verse number 157, and so forth. You carry on 157, 158. So we believe Isa al-Islam was never crucified. And you see, if you go to the Bible, you will find something there. Till today, they don't know how to answer it. If you go to the Bible, then they tell you, now understand the word, Suleiman. They say, like Jonah, like a Jonah. So Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days, 3 nights. You got it? 3 days, 3 nights. Where? In the?
Belly of the fish.
Belly of the fish. Good. And we say, he read, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kunna. So all that in Surah 21, verse number 87 and all that. And in, you know, the whole story is in the Quran. Anyway. So they say that Friday, what they call Good Friday. So that day, the crucifixion took place, that meaning that he was crucified, this is Christianity. It's kufr, this we reject it totally, absolutely. And then he was put in the tomb, okay? That tomb, we call it Kanisatul Qiyamah. They call it Holy Safalka. I went there, I went right inside. So you got Majidul Aqsa and behind it is there. So they say, now count you, Friday night, so how many nights is that? One.
One night.
Saturday, the day, so how many days is that?
One.
One night, one day.
Right.
Then Saturday night, so how many nights we got
two
now?
Two nights.
Two nights and
one.
How many days?
One day.
One day. Sunday morning when Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb, she finds it's empty. There's nothing there. Nobody there. So it shows that either you, the Pope and Christian, the clergy, the priest, you all took your people for a big ride and you lied to them, fabrications, that you all said. Because the Bible says, your Bible says, that 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the fish. And he, Jesus, has to be 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the earth. What it means 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the earth?
Buried.
Buried it means?
Yeah.
So, but when we count and you count, so what they say? So they say that you must remember that it is 1 day and 2 nights.
Yeah.
Isn't it so?
Yeah.
So when Sheikh Ahmad Didat used to debate with them, not one of them could answer this. So Sheikh Ahmad Didat used to say, but never mind, leave it as Good Friday, because it's a public holiday in the world everywhere, so more people go read Jummah Salat. You see? So you must remember. See, Sheikh Ahmad Didat used to tangle them up and mix them up. They don't know whether they're coming or going. But now see, where the Muslim comes in. So when the Easter comes, then you find hot cross buns. Now the Muslim bakery, some of them, they're selling this. So you go supermarket, they want to buy this. So how can we be buying hot cross buns and all that, which is a symbol and sign of Easter and the haram functions and festivals and celebrations? Easter candle lights, like how Christmas time they have Father Christmas, or how the Hindus have, you must remember that, all the fireworks and all that. So they do. Then you got Easter eggs and all these things here. So in Islam, all this absolutely haram, and there's no place for that. See, I read for you one thing here quickly. So you must remember the Christian year. So what they say? They say that the annual Easter celebration of the resurrection of Christ on the first day of the week. You see? So they say Jesus was resurrected on Sunday. Resurrected means he was taken up. And this is in Matthew chapter 28 verse 1. You see that? And they got other references. But now, if Jesus was taken up on Sunday morning, but you only have two nights and one day. So what happens to that verse in the Bible? You should be like Jonah. So 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the fish. So Jesus must be 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the earth. So either the Bible is lying, or either you lying, or both of you are lying. You got it now? I'm reading from their book. See this? So that is there. The date of Easter is related to the Jewish Passover and the new moon. So that is how. And it falls between 21st of March and 25th April. So this is how they do that. You see that? So all this year you will find in their books and so forth. So they call it Easter Sunday, Easter Friday, Easter Saturday, Easter Monday, and all these kind of things there. And South Africa also we have it. We know the non-Muslims, they have all these type of things there. So that's was how they added all these things here. It got nothing to do with Christianity or Jesus or that. So it's all fabrications and all lies.
Mufti Sahib, on the topic of Easter, how did they come up with using a bunny or a rabbit as a symbol?
As I told you, all this you must remember are pagan customs. You must remember that. So they just wanted to spice up. They said the church is going too dry now. People are not attending, so we must get more and more. You don't see today in the church. They will have the piano there. They will have music there. They'll have a little bit of wine there and so forth and all. So all this, and they'll try and justify it all in the name of Jesus. So that is what you must remember. We have to reject. We have to keep Islam pure. And today you will find a lot of people, you must remember, are saying all this. Let me come to the last question maybe. The Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. So at least we must know. The Jewish New Year is called Rosh Hashanah. See how you spell it. R-O-S-H, and then H-A-S-H-A-N-A-H. So Rosh, R-O-S-H, and then H-A-S-H-A-N-A-H. So the Jewish New Year, first of Tishri, if you look at the Jewish calendar, you know, the calendar, they have their own calendar, so they call it first of Tishri, you see, like that, so this type of thing. Which falls in September or October. They just celebrated it now a few weeks ago. You see, they call it Rosh Hashanah. During the New Year's Day service, a ram's horn is blown as a call to repentance and spiritual renewal. Now what they did, the Jutlas this year, so they went right inside Masjidul Aqsa. From last year September to this year September, 50,000 Jutlas plus minus approximately, they entered Aqsa and they defiled it, desecrated it, and then you must remember a ram's horn was blown as well. So how can that be repentance when you come and steal somebody's land? How can that be repentance when you come and defile and steal our mosque? How can that be repentance when you are murdering and killing innocent children and innocent people? Therefore, we say loudly, clearly, the only solution will be, as Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, rahimahullah, said, La bil qalam wa la bil kalam. You cannot go and write, you can't just go and speak, it's not going to help. The only language the enemies, the Jutlas, the Zionists, and them will understand is bil jihad. And if you want to understand this topic of Judaism and Islam and what will happen and what's going to happen in the future, then every Muslim, you should go to chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel. Surah 17 verse 1 is the beginning of the 15 supara, 15 Jews. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. You see? So Almighty Allah spoke of the miraculous nocturnal journey of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarrama to Masjid al-Aqsa. There Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the salat, performed the salat, and all the anbiya read behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam miraculously. And this was to show the world, humanity, posterity, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the greatest of all the prophets and messengers. And then go to chapter 17, verses 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and go see. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the victory of the Muslims. Chapter 17, verse 7. And this is where we're going to now, in this direction. America is going to fall. Europe is going to fall. Once they fall, Israel has to fall. The Arab ten pot dictators fall. The renaissance of Islam takes place. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. And when the final promise comes of Allah, chapter 17, verse 7, لِيَسُوءُ هُجُهَكُمْ, the Muslim army will disfigure your faces. This incident must still occur. It must still come. Those ulama who say it's happened, is not right. So you must remember, there's a book there, if you know Arabic, you must read it. حَقَائِكُ الْقُرْآنِيَّ حَوْلَ قَضِيَّةِ الْفَلَسْطِينِيَّ. When you have a verb in the past tense and this idha before it, it goes to the future. Therefore, you see everything to do with Qiyamah. Idha sama'un shakkat, idha sama'un fatarat, so idha shamsu kuwirat. So all this is showing you the same thing. So when the last promise comes, the Muslims will disfigure the faces of the enemy. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوَّلَ مَرَةٍ. Through jihad, they will liberate Aqsa and all that. And their pride and arrogance which they have now, وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. The Muslim army will crush their pride to pieces and so forth. So that is definitely going to happen. And the signs are there already. So we must understand that occupation is terrorism. So the biggest terrorists are the Jutlas and so forth. So 74 years they're occupying our lands and so forth. So we make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that Almighty Allah protects the Haramain Sharifain and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Allah protects the Masjid al-Aqsa and Masjid Ibrahim Khalil. They stole that also, our Masjid in Hebron, and now a few weeks ago they had a concert, musical festival there, and the piano and the dancing and all that. And they tell us they are chosen people. They are the cursed people by Almighty Allah. Okay, inshallah, 12 o'clock will be the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter a nice good lecture, Mona Ilyas Patel of Ispingo Beach, Durban, the light of taqwa and true piety. 1 o'clock will be Adhan, and then 105 to 130 Surah Qiyamah, verses 31 to 40, inshallah Aziz, we complete and conclude that Surah today, inshallah. 130 to 2 will be Surah As-Safat, verses 103 to 122. 2 to 3 will be current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali, and thereafter 3 to 3:35, the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:30 to 4 will be the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Dawood Siddat, and then 4 to 5 will be Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri, inshallah, in Urdu, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam how is to make the zikr and du'as and so forth. 5 to 7 Moana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 the tafsir of today, Surah Qiyamah, verses 31 to 40. 7:30 to 8 will be Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimullah's advices, and 8 to 10 discussion by Maulana Arafat and Maulana Salim Kareem, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.